Dignity Health here, official healthcare provider of the San Francisco Giants. Winning is a team sport powered by great dedicated fans. When everyone is all in, magic happens. When it comes to healthcare, the Dignity Health team at Sequoia Hospital is all in too. Every day, the healthcare professionals at Sequoia Hospital in Redwood City are ready to deliver exceptional, compassionate care to you and your family. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
All right, welcome back to Talkin' Baseball alongside Bill Lasky and Marty Lurie. My name is Carey Crowley. Special Mother's Day episode of the pregame show as the Giants get set to take on the Padres. And in honor of Mother's Day, it's my pleasure to bring in our next guest. It's my mom, Nancy Crowley. You've heard Marty talk about her several times on the air in the past. Mom, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, it's my great pleasure, Carey. And happy Mother's Day.
Yes, happy Mother's Day indeed. One of the reasons I wanted to have you on the show is because my love of baseball stems from your love of baseball. And I think that there's a lot of different topics that we can touch on through, you know, watching the Giants through the years together, going to games together at Oracle Park. But where I wanted to start it is this week was Willie Mays' 90th birthday, and you have memories of watching Willie Mays as a child growing up, something I never got to do. And so I was wondering if you could share what it was like growing up as a Giants fan in the era of Mays, McCovey, Marichal, Cepeda, and all of those Giants greats.
Well, Care, you immediately aged me. Let's just start with that, because growing up with Willie Mays gives it away. But, I was actually not born when the Giants arrived in 1958, so at least I'm a little younger. But I did come onto the air shortly thereafter. And I grew up in a large family. I was the youngest of six, three brothers, two older sisters. But they were a little bit older than I, and they kind of had moved on by the time that I started to pay attention to baseball seriously. And I did so through my father. My mom was supportive, but my dad was, you know, all over sports. And he loved Giants baseball. He loved the 49ers. He loved the Warriors. But we watched baseball together. We watched it in the downstairs playroom in our house. And we did so not every night like we do now through cable TV, but we did on special occasions when KTVU would broadcast Giants games, which just was, a special occasion. And I would sit downstairs with my dad, and he taught me how to score a game. I'm not sure I could do that now, but I know you can, so I rely on you. But it was wonderful. And, you know, I was thinking back on it. The time period where things kind of really came together, where I was sitting there with my father getting excited, was, you know, when I was in about sixth, seventh grade, and the Giants won the pennant in 1971. And that was an incredible time, because the outfield was Willie Mays and Bobby Bonds and Ken Henderson. And then the infield, of course, was Willie McCovey and Chris Spire and Tito Fuentes, who still broadcasts, and Alan Gallagher. And then behind the plate was Dick Dietz. It's amazing what the internet can bring back those memories.
I was going to say, what memory?
That's just an amazing recall that I have. No, but it was, I mean, I do remember that. I looked it up because I remember so well certain players, and I really remember Willie Mays just so well. He was my absolute favorite player, and really is till this day. I told you a story earlier today that I was actually at a doctor's appointment down at AT&T Park this morning, and I walked back to my office, which is a couple miles away, but I walked by the Willie Mays statue, knowing his birthday is this Friday, his 90th birthday, and I took several pictures, and I really teared up, because he's become almost mythological to me because of all those shared experiences with my father. Watching him, my father was so excited. And then later on, my father's health, your grandfather's health, started to deteriorate. He had Alzheimer's, but the one thing that I could do was I could take him out to the Giants game at Candlestick Park. And although Willie wasn't playing at that point, all those memories came back, and that's what I really remember. It was those shared experiences that we had together, and of course, I carried it on with our family.
Well, no question. I think that, you know, my foundation as a baseball fan is out at Oracle Park watching games with you. And a few years ago, I remember taking the day off on Mother's Day, and we watched Pablo Sandoval, who's one of your favorite players, hit a home run. And we will transition to the conversation about recent Giants teams shortly. But one thing that I wanted to do is touch on the Candlestick Park era, because you attended what is the most famous game in Candlestick Park history. Well, a game that didn't end up taking place. You were there the night of the earthquake, and I'd love to hear your perspective on that game.
Oh, I absolutely was. That was quite an experience, and how I came to get the tickets was really interesting, because I was working downtown with my former business partner and another gal, and that woman, Pat Rose, who I actually talked to this week, coincidentally, she was doing PR for Dave Dravecki's new book. And Pat wasn't a baseball fan. And Dave Dravecki threw her a couple tickets to the World Series, and she sat in the office and she said to me, "Hey, would you be interested in these tickets?" And I said, "Would I?" And she said, "Well, do you mind taking my stepson?" I said, "Sure." So this young man and I had never met him before, went out to the game at the World Series. And it was a bit of a convoluted exchange, because I had one ticket and I had to get inside and meet somebody and get the second ticket. And as I got that ticket, I came back to hand off the ticket to Pat's stepson. And as I was handing them the ticket through the gate, the ground I remember it just went up and down. It was a rolling thing. But then it was over. And so I handed the ticket to the young man. I can't really remember his name. I think it was like Jason or something. Anyway, he came in and we went into the park, and everybody was kind of looking around. And in those days, nobody had a phone or anything like that. But the big thing was they had Watchman TVs, and they were like little Sony TVs on kind of like an iPhone screen, for lack of a better comparison. And there were a handful of people who had Watchman TVs who were looking at it, and we were all wondering what was going to happen. You couldn't really see that anything was horrible at that moment, and we weren't watching it on TV, so we didn't know what the repercussions were. So we were kind of waiting for the game to start, and then on the Watchman TV, you could see that a portion of the Bay Bridge had collapsed and that there was a fire in the marina, and then all of a sudden the players came on the field, and so then we knew we had to go home. And so we got on the bus, and this young kid and I, and the poor kid, his mom was supposed to be on the Bay Bridge at the time. Unfortunately, it turned out she wasn't, but he was very scared, and I really didn't know what to do. But we got on the bus and we went home, and I went to my where I lived, and the whole building, it was several apartments. The alarms were going off, and there were, of course, none of the street lights were working, and none of the signal lights were working. So it was very eerie and scary. But at that particular moment in the stadium, we didn't know what was going on, and we really didn't understand it until several hours after, when we experienced it on the bus, on the Ballpark Express going through San Francisco.
Well, quite a memory. One of the most famous days in World Series history, the Giants and the A's, the 89 earthquake. And, you know, Mom, in honor of Mother's Day and in honor of having you on this show, I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, you raising me as a baseball fan, because I think so many kids my age grew up watching the Giants on cable, but we grew up in our household with the Giants on the radio, and that was by design. That was by your design. So I'd love for you to share a little bit about that.
Well, I was also minding the budget, and one might even characterize me as cheap, but I was not, and still am not, a fan of cable TV, because, you know, I like to stick it to the big man. And I held out for many years not subscribing to cable TV, much to your father's disappointment. We abided by the rules in terms of, you know, we'd watch the games when they were on KTVU, I think, at the time. Maybe at that point they had moved to Channel 11. I don't really remember. But you would listen to them as an alternative on the radio, and you'd go out in the backyard. We didn't have a big backyard at all. It's the same backyard. We still live there. And we put up the pitch back, and you'd sit there and you'd throw the baseballs and you'd do the play-by-play, which you learned from listening to these radio broadcasts. And I think that's where you picked up your interest in broadcasting and your interest in doing that kind of work. it was just at least I felt that I was completely responsible for that. Okay.
Well, I greatly appreciate it. I think it's important that everyone understands that, as being involved on the radio as I am now, thanks to Marty and Bill, it all started with you. So this dates back, and it's great having you on here on Mother's Day. I'm joined by my mom, of course, Nancy Crowley, talking about Giants baseball and through the years, her fandom. And Mom, one other thing that I wanted to touch on is the World Series era, 2010, 2012, 2014, meant so much to Giants fans in San Francisco when the 52-year streak ended and San Francisco had its first World Series championship club in 2010. But I don't think that growing up, you would consider that the 2010 team your favorite. To me, you always loved the 2007 and 2008 teams when Tim Lincecum, Matt Cain, and Pablo Sandoval were all coming up. Is that right?
Yeah, it is true. And let's say 2009, too. Because my dad, when I was growing up, and, I think about that 71 year when they won the Western Division championship, my dad, he had this thing where he would call me a fair weather fan. Oh, you're jumping on the bandwagon kind of a thing. And so I guess I sort of carried that with me. And so we would watch it. I think at that point we finally got cable and we were watching it every night, 2007, 2008, 2009. And I loved the pitching was fantastic. And so even though we didn't win the division, the pitching was so good. And I just felt, I felt a lot of hope, I guess, to say. We were really watching it closely. And then in 2010, everybody jumped on the bandwagon because we won the World Series, which was so thrilling. I mean, I'll never forget that and continued to, our streak through 2012, 2014. But I had sort of a special connection with those earlier teams when they were bringing on the future stars of the 2010, 2012, 2014 series, seeing them and they, kind of like they were our secret until they weren't. And so that's why those teams are really special because we sat around and watched those every night because we finally got cable. I finally relented and everybody was so happy.
Well, before we let you go here, Mom, and let you enjoy your Mother's Day, I do want to ask you, favorite player from the last 10 to 20 years on the Giants?
I have a special place in my heart for Pablo because he just brought so much spirit and energy to the team. And I was, I'm glad he's still playing. But I think I really like Madison Bumgarner. And I know you're a huge fan of Tim Lincecum. I liked Mad Bum. And part of that, I think, is because you kind of had a special connection with him. And, of course, then, I like anybody who likes you because I'm your mother. So there's that, complete bias. I'm just going to admit it. But, I just love those fierce competitors. And there's so many fierce competitors on the Giants. I mean, look at the year that Buster Posey's having. I mean, it's incredible. But I really love and admire Buster, but he's never been my number one. I just, something about Madison I like. It's probably because he likes you. I don't know. I assume he likes you, but anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say that's quite the assumption to make. We have had some fun through the years. So, Mom, before we let you go, your thoughts on the 2021 team and who you like on this year's team?
Gosh, it's funny you asked me that because I actually thought about this before. And there isn't anybody on the team yet that's captured my imagination in the way that Pablo always did. I really like Mike Yastrzemski, but he doesn't have that same personality. I just, he's a clutch player. I think the team is really missing him right now. And, of course, I don't know all of the players like I have in different seasons. I'm getting to know them. It really depends upon how busy I am in my personal life. I'm not that Giants fan who sits there and hangs on every moment people write in their obituaries. They're not going to say that about me, but I have been a consistent fan. I have been a consistent fan through the years, depending upon how accessible TV is and if I'm not busy with anything else. And I've gone to a lot of games when they're handing out tickets. So I'm learning the team right now, and I'd say Yastrzemski's one of my favorites on the team, and I'm just trying to think. You know, I know this is crazy, but that poor pitcher last night, he's a new one, and I can't remember his name, the one that gave up the home run. I did think he pitched well till he gave up the home run, and I thought, I bet he's one that we can award. You know, I wanted to root for him. Who was it, Terry? I can't remember.
Camilo Doval. Camilo Doval.
Yeah. I'm going to hang in there for him. You know, I liked his style until he gave up the home run, and I just felt sorry for him. I mean, that's the mother in me.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Mom. What a treat to have you on our Mother's Day pregame show. And I am so grateful for the role that you've played in my life in baseball, driving me to all the practices through the years and now listening to the Giants pregame shows. I love you and thank you so much.
Well, I love you too, Carrie. And I just want to give a special shout out to all the moms out there that have schlepped their kids to all the games. And those who, you know, haven't had that same opportunity but wanted to and that has always been there in spirit, not everybody is as blessed as I have been to have that availability and accessibility. And we just have to remember that all the moms in the world, they all love their kids. And I also want to thank Marty and Bill Lasky for working with you and giving you the opportunity that you have in your career. It's just been a pleasure watching you banter back and forth with them and also with your friend Adam Copeland. So thanks so much, and I have to say thank you to everybody because, you know, that's the way Dad has taught me. So anyway, I love you, and happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Well, I will see you after this show. Giants and the Padres coming up at 1 o'clock. More from Marty and Bill after this, and thank you so much to my mother for joining us on this Mother's Day show. You're listening to KBR 104.5 680, the sports leader.
Dignity Health here, official healthcare provider of the San Francisco Giants. Winning is a team sport powered by great dedicated fans. When everyone is all in, magic happens. When it comes to healthcare, the Dignity Health team at Sequoia Hospital is all in too. Every day, the healthcare professionals at Sequoia Hospital in Redwood City are ready to deliver exceptional, compassionate care to you and your family. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.